Good morning, everybody. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And I am live today. It is Monday, April 21st, 10:04 a.m. here on the west coast of the United States in California. And I hope you're all having a lovely start to your week. And I'm happy that you're all joining me today. Actually, very, very grateful that you're all here. So I'm going to tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat. And the way you do that is just go to your device or your computer. And bear with me. my throat is still giving me some issues. Up till now. Go over to your device and just go to 12radio.com. Exactly what I'm doing right now. And that is going to bring you over to a page with some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So hit chat, and that will take you to the Facebook page. And if you scroll down, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And right now, I want to say hello to Renee. You are the sole person in the chat right now, Renee. How about that? I don't think that's ever happened before. But I appreciate your presence, Renee. Thank you so much for being here. Well, if you have any questions, this goes for Renee and anyone else who might be listening. Let me know if you have any questions, any problems, any issues, and I will try and help you solve them. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, and I was trained over at the University of Santa Monica, down in lovely Santa Monica, California, by my wonderful teachers, Ron and Mary Helnick. Doctors Ron and Mary Helnick, I should say. And what spiritual psychology does, among other things, is it melds spirituality with psychology. And that can really help in many ways, not just in the physical world, but in your emotional and spiritual world, too. Excuse me, one second. I just have to clear my throat. I'm trying to rally. You can probably hear it in my voice. I've had kind of a rough time this morning trying to keep my throat clear. It's been kind of an issue for me for a while, but for some reason seems to be not as manageable in the last couple of weeks. So anyway, let's see. I'm going to refresh the page, because if I don't have any questions, then I will do something else, because I have a few things in mind. But I would like to attend to all of you. If you do have some questions, I would like to take care of those. Because that's what I'm here for, and that's what's actually the most fun for me. Oh, okay, I see some already now. Hey, Tara. Good to see you here. And Pamela, hey. She says, hi, Lori. And no earthquakes today. Are so good. We'll see what happens. You know, that's just so unusual. I mean, I know it's not really that unusual in California, but it doesn't happen to that degree the way it happened last week very often, thank God. Usually you'll feel like a little wave or a little like a rolling feeling, like just a little bit of like you think you're dizzy for a second. Or I'm usually lying in bed when it happens, and I'll just feel like I'm being gently rocked for a moment. But yeah, last week was definitely something different. Okay, it seems like we're having technical difficulties all around today, so I will be back in just a moment. So I am back. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa. Sorry, we're just having some kind of technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on in the energy of the world at this point in time, these last few weeks, but a lot is happening, and it is affecting all the energy in the airwaves, because of course that's energy, right? And it's affecting our personal physical energy. And that includes health and physical issues. So, you know, we're not just physical beings. We are energetic beings, and we always have to remember that. So we have a magnetic field, an energetic field around us and running through us. So the way I always explain it to people is, you know, if we were not energetic beings, there would be no such thing as, you know, putting your finger in a light socket and getting a shock. You wouldn't feel that unless you're a conductor of electricity, and you are. Or, you know, walking around on a very dry day and rubbing your feet on the floor and having the static electricity make your hair go on end. You know how that can be. If you live in a very dry climate, or when you rub a balloon and, you know, things stick to it, it's all electromagnetic energy. So it's very scientific. It's also very spiritual. And I love that about science, because just about everything can, just about everything spiritual, if you look deep enough, can be found in science. Not everything, but most things in some way. If you, like I said, if you look deep enough, there's a reason. And granted, some things maybe cannot totally be proven by science. Doesn't mean they're not real. Because, you know, spirit is that way. Spirit doesn't need man-made verification, and which science is. Science is man-made. And spirit is spirit. So there are a lot of people who, for instance, don't believe in psychics, right? Not us. We totally believe in psychics because we know that they're real. Hard to not believe in a psychic when you are one, right? If you have firsthand knowledge of actually either being psychic yourself or knowing someone who very much is, it's awfully hard to deny that that exists. So we know it does. I mean, we know without a shadow of a doubt. And you know, it's not everyone's path to believe everything that we believe. It's really not. Everyone's on their own journey. Excuse me, one second. Everyone in this world has their own spiritual curriculum. Everyone chose to come to Earth School and learn different lessons. So we have to give everyone the dignity of their process. And I don't try to foist my beliefs on anybody else. If they ask, I will tell them. But I'm certainly not going to say, oh no, you must believe because this is the truth. It's useless, because everyone is seeing things through their own lens of perception and through their own scope of experiences in their life. And everyone's entitled to that. And that's okay. Some people are, I want to say, you know, at a different level of advancement in their spiritual journey than others. And that doesn't make them wrong. It just makes everyone different, and that's okay. So if you meet someone who doesn't believe in a psychic, you know, that's all right. That's all right. You know, right? You know better. And you know very well that, you know the way it is, and you know what's truth and you know what's not. So, and it often doesn't really help to try to convince people anyway, because people are going to believe what they want to believe. Sometimes even when people are smacked right in the face with evidence that somebody has psychic ability, they still don't want to believe it for whatever reason. And that's all right. I mean, to me, it feels kind of closed-minded to be that way, but that's me. You know, somebody else may feel differently. And that's basically how you know who your energy is a match for. And as someone who is a, pardon me, sorry guys, as someone who is a projector, a human design projector, and who really does have to and prefers to just wait for the invitation to guide someone. I don't really receive a favorable response when I start telling people things that they don't want to hear. It puts people off. It really does. And I've found that many times in my life before I was more aware of this, before I found out about human design. So I know that it's very important for me not to waste my energy on anyone who is not a match for hearing what I have to say. But the people who want to hear what I have to say are the correct people. And those are my people. So that's kind of how you know. It's kind of not just for projectors, for everyone. The way you know if someone is a good match for you is if your energy aligns with them. You know, if they support you, if they want to hear what you have to say, if they're interested in you, what you're doing, your life, you'll know. You'll know. It'll be very clear. If someone is, you know, even talking about dating relationships and love relationships, if there's someone you're interested in who is, you know, not being consistent with their attention, who is only seeing you when it's really convenient for them and not making any effort, excuse me, to focus on you, make time for you, make you feel important, do things for you that you appreciate. If someone's not doing that, that's really not your person. And I'm saying this because I've been hearing from a lot of people that they're really going all in these pseudo relationships, I want to say, that are not serving them. They're giving all their energy. They're, you know, they're meeting a new person. Excuse me. They're meeting new people, you know, one person in particular who they're very interested in. And they're, since they're so interested, they're giving too much too soon. They're kind of all in pretty quickly when the other person hasn't done anything to deserve that level of attention. And usually, I'm going to say, usually women do this more than men, although that's not always the case. But in general, women are much more likely to jump all in, you know, head first into a relationship with a guy. And the guy isn't fully reciprocating sometimes, you know, that can happen. So if that happens, you know, sometimes the guy totally reciprocates and that's great. That's when you know he's your guy. But if he's not, you know, stop giving so much. It's like, why? I've asked people this recently. Why are you giving your intimate attention to this person when they are not giving you what you need in return? To me, it feels like a simple equation. And I know that's because I've seen enough of it and learned from it to know what to do and what not to do. But, you know, especially younger women, I would say, and sometimes not even that young, but it's just that when you want something so bad, you really want to dive in. And I can't blame you for that, for sure. But you also have to be self-protective and understand that if somebody is not reciprocating or making the effort that you are, it's time to pull back. It's really time. It's not a good idea to jump in feet first and give your all when someone else is not doing that for you. So, I don't know who had to hear that this morning. I didn't plan on saying that. But this is what's coming up. So apparently this needed to be said and somebody needed to hear it. So let me go back to the chat. Part of my training has been in masculine and feminine energy studies. I did study also with Mama Gina, Regina Thomashower, over at the School of Womanly Arts, where honestly changed my life. I learned so much. And I've been through many different trainings that I've been called to do. I don't just do them indiscriminately. I train for things when I'm really called to. And these are the pivotal points in my life that have changed me and taught me these things that I really needed to know because I needed to teach them to other people. So that was one of them. Spiritual psychology has been another. Excuse me. And there have been many, many others. So that's why I'm well versed in a lot of different areas. And I always say, you can ask me anything. And if I can't answer it, I'll tell you. But usually I'll get some sort of message for you. So I love answering questions and I love helping people help themselves, really. I'm not giving you answers. I'm just here to guide you on your path so that you can find the right answers for you. And that's what I'm doing here. So let me go back to the chat. I hope that we're doing okay. Everybody can hear me okay. And I'm hopefully coming through nice and clearly because it's really actually very quiet here this morning, thank God. It wasn't right before I started the show, but that doesn't matter because we are here now. And that is what matters. This moment, this present moment is really all that matters, honestly. And that is what I like to focus on. All right. Okay. Tara, she says, if I could have a card message on releasing financial blocks, that would be my pleasure. So I have a lot of thoughts on releasing financial blocks because I think so many of us have to do that, have to figure out how to do that. There are some tools that I love to use regarding finances. One of them, honestly, is gratitude for what you do have. The other thing is, what I find is really effective is simply total surrender. Because sometimes there's just nothing you can do. Like, you're doing everything you could possibly think of, and you're still having issues, right? And I'm saying this because this is something that I had to do a while ago. I'll tell you the story of what happened. What was happening was that, there were financial issues, and it was just changing everything, and I didn't know what to do. So what I did was I did Emmett Fox's Golden Key, where you simply stop thinking of the problem and you focus on God. Honestly, that's really that simple. You focus on God has my back. God is my supply, or you know, whatever word you want to use for God, universe, spirit, creator, anything you choose. It's all the same energy. The divine, you know, anything will work. But that's what I did. And I just surrendered. I said, you know, I am not in control of this. My human cannot control this. That's not what I'm here for. I am here to let the divine work through me. And there's a great lesson in A Course in Miracles, Tara, lesson 77, which says, I am entitled to miracles. And if you read that lesson, I think that also might be helpful for you, because as these God beings in these physical bodies, you know, our physical bodies are very finite, but our energy, excuse me, I just had to get up and shut the door because they're making noise. Our energy, that is why we are alive, our Christ consciousness and our soul energy, is infinite. And as God beings, we are deserving of everything that is God energy. So we're supposed to be abundant. We're meant to be. And if we're not, it says in A Course in Miracles, if miracles are not happening, then something has gone wrong. I don't remember exactly how it says it, but that's you know, I'm saying it in the way I remember. But basically, if a miracle is not occurring, or if things are going wrong, then something has gone wrong, because things are not supposed to go wrong. Things are supposed to, everything is supposed to be well. All is supposed to be well. And you're supposed to be abundant. And you're not doing anything wrong. It's not, there's no blame. There's no shame. Excuse me one second. So it's not your fault, but it's our responsibility to shift that energy, because that's what we're here to do. We're actually here to learn how to do that. And that's what the Course, A Course in Miracles, is about. It's about seeing the world through the eyes of spirit and learning how to operate from that place instead of from our physical human place. And it can be a little confusing when you first start studying the Course, but it's profound. It's a profound course. And it will really, I feel like it might really help you to study A Course in Miracles. But that's one of the lessons. I am entitled to miracles. So you're entitled to abundance, Tara. We all are. Another one of the tools that I used when I needed it for financial abundance was the Ho'oponopono. The Ho'oponopono is a very simple, it's a very simple prayer. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And that's what you say. It's just those four simple statements. And what that actually does is you're not apologizing for doing anything wrong. You're actually just saying to God, or actually to God and your inner being, really, your higher self, you're talking to your higher self, and you're saying, oh, okay, so I'm sorry, I misperceived this outer instance as something that it's not. Because this is not truth. This is not love. There's only love, and there's only love, and everything else is an illusion. So everything comes from either love or fear. And any, excuse me. Any stress that we're having comes from fear. So to get back into the place of love, you want to actually acknowledge what is real. And so the Ho'oponopono is saying, I'm sorry for misperceiving this thing, whatever it is, you know, whether it's financial, whether it's any issue that you might be having. And it's saying, okay, I forgive myself for, you know, seeing this and not really seeing clearly about it, because obviously it seems real, but it's actually not truth. And I know this can sound a little complicated, so bear with me if you can. But basically that's all it is. You're just acknowledging that, oh, this situation that I'm dealing with actually isn't coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of fear, and I can shift that energy because I am God energy. So if you're God energy, you can shift anything, right? And you can turn fear into love. You just apply love to whatever is fearful, and the energy can shift. And that's usually what happens. And that's honestly what happened for me. So that's what the Ho'oponopono. That's a tongue twister. That's what the Ho'oponopono prayer is for. It's basically just acknowledging that, oh, the situation I'm in is a situation that seems real, but isn't actually real in the grand scope of things energetically, because it's energy. Fear is energy, and we can apply love to any situation that's fearful and shift it. And the way you do that too is by not resisting and by surrendering to God the situation. So that's why I know I'm telling you about a lot of different tools in one here, but this is exactly, these are all the tools that I used when I needed them, and they worked beautifully. Honestly, it didn't take that long either. I think I talked about this a few weeks ago. I want to say it took under a year to really get things going, to where I was feeling more comfortable financially. But excuse my throat, guys. I'm doing the best I can. That's all we can ever ask, right? But using these tools, surrendering and saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to leave this situation up to spirit, because I'm doing everything I can. And I'm going to wait and see if spirit has anything for me to do. And if I see a sign from spirit, or hear a sign, or intuit a sign, or get any sort of message from spirit, you know, if somebody tells me something to do and it feels like a spiritual message, I'm going to do it. So that's one of the things I would suggest, Tara. And I know that was a really long answer, but I'll definitely pull a card for you too. I'm going to go in the other room and grab them, because as you can probably hear out here in my living room where I have just walked to, it's very noisy. There's noise outside. So I've been sitting in my bathroom where it's quiet. And that is where I'm going back to while I grab my cards. Okay. It's much quieter in here. And I know there's a little bit of an echo in here, but I feel that is probably better than hearing the motor of machinery. All right. So Tara, I've got my cards. And I'm going to pull a card for you from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, which I find very, very accurate and very, very helpful. Oh boy. Okay. So the Angel of Diet and Nutrition came up for some reason. I know that has nothing to do with your financial blocks, but you never know. Sometimes there is a message that you need to hear. So I'll read this one first, and perhaps we'll even pull another one. But the Angel of Diet and Nutrition, it's a short little blurb. You intuitively know what is good for you. Excuse me. You're being urged to pay attention to what you eat and drink. Make sure you maintain a balanced diet. Remember, you intuitively know what is good for you. Simply pay attention and be mindful, all in moderation. You're also being urged to pay attention to your thoughts. Healthy nutrition is not solely derived from what we eat and drink. It also stems from our thoughts. Positive and loving thoughts are just as nourishing as good food and drink. Let go of every fearful and negative thought and replace all with love. There is nothing to fear. Okay. So that kind of does really make sense, because we were just talking about love and fear, right? Letting go of fearful negative thoughts is really important when you're trying to manifest money. It really is. Because nothing's going to push away money faster than fear, and resistance. Because when you're in a state of surrender and a state of non-resistance, that's when spirit can come in and give you the loving energy, which in this case is abundance of money, that you require and that you deserve. And that's why the Course in Miracles, lesson 77, says you are entitled to miracles, because you actually are. That's the natural order of things. The natural order of life is that we are abundant and that we do well, and that good things happen. And the only reason that we encounter situations that we don't love sometimes is to teach us how to shift the energy to a more favorable situation, to a more favorable outcome. That's the reason. It's not what people think. It's not so that we can suffer, because we're not really supposed to suffer. We're supposed to learn how to deal with the suffering in a way that serves us and that teaches us. And I know that, like, nobody ever wants to hear that. I get it. Believe me. Dealing with this, you know, whatever this issue is in my throat has been a challenge, honestly, up till now. And it's not fun, but I'm doing the best I can, and I'm doing my best not to be resistant about it, because being resistant about it isn't going to serve me. So, and it's like that for every issue that we have. It really is. Health issues can be particularly in our face, if you want to look at it that way, because it actually is right there and you can't deny it, right? When you're not feeling your best, you're just not, right? And you're just not going to have an easy time ignoring it, because it's right there. But I'm going to say that you have to still walk the walk. You know, I get frustrated sometimes, but I do try to walk the walk and, you know, walk the talk, or however that saying goes. I try to practice what I preach, because I know it works. I do. And I know that if something is persisting, there's still something that either I haven't acknowledged, or I haven't learned, or maybe I haven't forgiven, you know? And so surrendering to whatever the issue is, whether it's health-wise, financial, or whatever, surrendering to the issue is really the best course of action. And of course, going and finding help in the physical world, like, you know, consulting with doctors and being smart about your budget and, you know, getting a better job or whatever. Whatever you're inspired to do through spirit, through love, is a good thing to do. So I will put that card back in the deck. And, you know, it's always good to keep that in mind. I don't think that the card of diet and nutrition is ever a bad one. I think we all need to do that. Oops, I think I just messed up all my cards. Now they're upside down. Okay, there, we put them right again. But I mean, I feel like I've given you some good information, hopefully, Tara, about releasing financial blocks. And if you have any other questions, I'm more than happy to answer. So thank you for that. Pardon me. Okay, hey, Anne. Anne says, hi, Lori. I hope that you're doing well. Doing my best. Okay, she says, I apologize for last week's comments. Even if you laughed, I had not fully realized what had happened. I only heard the part where you were in the washroom. Honestly, Anne, I don't even remember what you said, so don't worry about it. It's only when, she says, it's only when I listened on replay that I understood why you were there and what had happened. Thank God that you ended up being okay. You were very brave. Oh, well, thank you. That, if that's all I ever have to deal with in life, I'm totally okay with that. I can really, truly, I can deal with, you know, an earthquake here and there. I really can, because I'm fine. I, honestly, I'd rather have that than this throat issue that I've been dealing with, truthfully. I'd rather have an earthquake a week. I'd rather have an earthquake every day, for that matter, instead of dealing with this throat stuff. It's because it's over in like 2 seconds, right? I wouldn't mind. It would be a lot easier, but I'm going to have to be non-resistant because until I figure out what's going on, I really can't do that much about it. So let me go back and refresh the chat, because I have a feeling there are some people in here. Okay. Okie dokie. No, you're all fine. I really don't take too much personally, so don't ever think that you're like offending me, because you're probably not. And even if you did, I probably wouldn't remember anyway. I don't hold on to things. I'm just kind of like that. I don't take anything, or at least, you know, I definitely try not to take most things that other people do personally, because I know that what everyone else does is really about their stuff. It's not about me. I may be a trigger, and there may be a kernel of truth that I need to look at occasionally, but most of the things that people do and say that feel offensive to us are more about them than they are about us, way more. So I don't really worry about that too much. Okay, Tara. Yeah, you say you practice the Ho'oponopono and you're living in gratitude. I had a feeling you probably were. Okay, so if you're seeing patterns come up that need shifting, then yeah. So patterns are good to notice. Because if you're aware of it, that's like, you know, the first step. And then you can shift things. And so, like I was saying, just there's so many ways to shift energy. And using all those tools are very helpful, very, very helpful. And those are the ones that I found work the best. Also, there's another one that I like, and it's also giving what you need to receive. So giving money away to people. If you need to receive money, you know, not a huge amount. Obviously, if you don't have a lot, you're only going to be able to give up a little bit. But like, you know, if you see a homeless person on the street, you know, give them a dollar or, you know, 50 cents, whatever you can. Giving money and not expecting anything in return is, it just sets the energy in motion. I know you know all this. I'm sure you do. But these are just really helpful things. The surrendering truly was, I feel, one of the most pivotal tools that I used that really just helped me. I surrendered everything to God, and I really just, I turned it over to Spirit. And I said, I know you know better than I do. And I know that I am the energy of God, and I know that I'm entitled to miracles, because you are. Okay. Okay, Tara also says, that's an interesting card to pull. What goes in and what goes out in my body, mind, and soul. Yeah, it really is, considering especially what it said at the end about love and fear. Because it's really true that everything in our life is always coming from a place of love or a place of fear, or at least our reaction to it, right? Because you can be confronted with many different things, and it's how you respond that really matters. Because if you're reacting to something from a place of fear, you're going to have a very different outcome than you might if you responded with love. And from that surrendered place of non-resistance, it's just different. It's a different energy entirely. You know, one can keep you stuck. That's fear. Fear obviously can keep you stuck. And just, you know, breathing. That's another tool. Breathing into your heart space, allowing it to open. And just dropping whatever the issue is, letting it go and letting spirit take care of it. It's basically the same principle as the golden key, where you're not thinking of the problem and you're only thinking of God. So it's the same type of energy and the same, it's the same method, really. It's just done in a slightly different way. You know, when you breathe into your heart space, because you let your heart open. And if your heart is open, things can flow. So, okay, I'm going to refresh the chat one more time. And I think we're good. So, let me read from my little book of meditations called Opening Doors Within by Aline Caddy. And today is Monday, the 21st of April, which is a very good thing. Wow. It's been a while since I read from this book. I really love this book. April 21st. Turn it to the page. And so, Spirit's message for us all today is the following. There is a place for each individual in the world, but you must seek and find where your place is and where you fit in. If you are afraid to take this responsibility of bringing in the new, do not try to stop those souls who are willing to do it. Realize that those souls who have been trained and inspired to undertake this task will do so, for it is their work. Find your rightful place in the whole vast plan. And if you are not in the front line, do not let it disturb you. Remember, all sorts of people are needed to make up the whole. Simply accept your specific work and do what you know you have to do wholeheartedly. And allow those souls who have been placed in the position of leadership and responsibility to go ahead. Give them your full backing and complete loyalty. They need it and appreciate it. Lift up your heart in deep love, praise, and gratitude for them. And always give of your very best. Well, I suppose that is a message for us all. And that's a message that could be applied to many different situations, right? I mean, what if we applied that politically, right? I think a lot of people might have a hard time applying that politically, but really, all it's talking about is applying love instead of fear. And I think that's a really worthwhile message. Because when you do apply love to any situation, it's just going to work out so much better than if you're fearful. It's just a fact. I mean, energetically speaking, and realistically speaking, if you're approaching any situation with the energy of love, with an open heart instead of a closed heart, you know, energy is going to move. Things are just going to flow much more easily and much better. So there's not a whole lot more I can say about that right now, I guess. So I'm going to refresh the chat again. And I'm just going to give it a minute because sometimes it doesn't refresh if you do it too quickly. It's very temperamental, Facebook. Okay. Yeah, I guess you guys are all good. Nothing earth-shattering. No earthquakes, nothing earth-shattering. Literally. Okay. So we have 6 minutes, and where do I want to go? I'm going to say that today, I really want us all to acknowledge what we need to acknowledge. If something is bothering you, whatever that might be, I'm going to suggest a process where you take whatever that issue is, health, money, relationships, a particular relationship, a person, whatever it is, and sit yourself down and put whatever that issue is in a chair in front of you, right across from you, like you're going to have a conversation with another person. And I'd like you to dialogue with the energy of whatever it is that you're dealing with. And this is a process called Gestalt, okay, that I learned in my spiritual psychology training. And basically, you have a conversation where you ask questions of the other, okay, and you allow it to answer. So you can ask whatever questions you want and just listen for the answer and see what the other has to say. And often I have found that this process can be extremely surprising, because you may get answers that make so much sense. You may get answers that seem to make no sense, but if you just hear them and keep them in mind, they may make sense later. So this is a process that at first I really hated. I'm not gonna lie. I really didn't understand this process. I had so much resistance to it. I didn't want to do it. I felt stupid. And then at one point where I had a very interesting issue going on, I said, what the hell? This feels right now. This feels like it might be a good thing. And I did it. And I was blown away by the answers that I got. So if this feels like a resonant thing for you, I highly suggest doing the Gestalt process. Just sit yourself down, or you could stand up, doesn't matter. Just take yourself and put yourself in a place where you're comfortable. You could even lie down and do it. Excuse me. And just take whatever the issue is, or whoever the person is, put them, you know, energetically, not physically, energetically imagine them in a chair sitting across from you and the two of you having a conversation. And if it's money, sit money in the chair across from you and ask money the questions. Okay. Excuse me. And see what kind of answers you get. I can pretty much almost guarantee that you'll be kind of surprised. But it could be very enlightening. So I highly suggest that you try it if you're having any problems, because I have found it to be very helpful. So we are down to the end of the show. Let's see. I'm going to check the schedule and see so I don't get anything wrong. I want to make sure I know exactly what's going on here. Okay, so Serena is coming up next with Life Journeys, and she's wonderful, so stick around for her. And then I believe we're having Fresh 55, and I don't know who's on that, but I know Serena is always a part of that, I believe. So stay tuned for those two shows coming on next, and I am certain that there will be something there for you. And if you have been here with me through this entire hour, I deeply appreciate you. And even if you haven't, you know, if you've only been here for a small portion, I appreciate you also. Whatever length of time you've been here, I appreciate you coming here each week and sharing your thoughts with me and asking me questions. And even if you're just listening, I appreciate that too very, very much. I can feel all your energy, and I hope that something I have offered today has been helpful for you. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much, and I'm sending you so much love. Have a great week. Bye, everybody.